Time to do some traveling today with our friends at All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale. Betty Spar joins us on the line. You've been everywhere, even recently. You've been everywhere, Betty.
Well, most recently. Good morning. It's good to talk to you again. Tell you about our exciting tour we just took in Canada.
Yeah, the Canadian Rockies for the Calgary Stampede.
Yes, and if you're ever going to do the Canadian Rockies, be sure you do it the week of the Calgary Stampede, because it is quite an event.
All right. Now, is this the first time you've been there?
It is the first time I've been to either, and I loved it, and I would highly recommend it, because, for one thing, you know, it's like being in the United States. For those who are afraid of touring in international, this is a great way to start out.
All right. So, well, kind of walk us through what it looked like for you and what the trip was all about.
Well, we started out, we arrived in Calgary, and the next morning we got up early. We're on the bus before, I think, about 8 o'clock, and we went over the Calgary Stampede. Now, I wasn't real sure about what all that meant until I started researching this, but the Calgary Stampede Rodeo is the world's richest tournament rodeo, and they have over $2 million in prize money. So it's one of the biggest around, biggest as far as, you know, payout.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have been invited, and you have to have at least one national championship to be invited. So it's not like the people that go to the Pittsburgh Rodeo, for example, can't just go pay their $100 and join in.
Mm-hmm.
These are the top of the top. And we saw some very exciting riders. We had bronc riding and bull riding and barrel racing. And the big event is the chuck wagon races. And the chuck wagon race is, they do four chuck wagons at a time. And I thought they would be the great big ones, like you remember the Conestoga type that you'd see on TV, but they weren't. They were a smaller version, because they probably wouldn't fit on the track for the big ones. So they do four heats, and that was really, really interesting to see. And then afterwards, we had a beautiful music performance and followed by a fireworks display. So we started out at about 8 in the morning, and we got home at 1 a.m.
Wow.
Back to our hotel.
Busy day for that. Now, I'm still thinking back to the wagon races and just thinking about the movie Ben-Hur. It wasn't anything like that, though, right, where they...
Well, it was very kind of similar to that, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. But they weren't cutting each other's wheels off or anything, right?
Well, no, they didn't
okay.
do that. Right. That would be very bad. But... it was whoever gets out first and gets that inside track, because they actually all have to make a turn inside the arena, you know, and then they get out on the track. So whoever's the first one out and gets that inside track has the advantage.
All right.
So that's what everybody's trying to do, is get out first. They can't knock over. If they knock over the pylons, then they get a penalty for that. And they have outriders, and if the outriders don't follow up in a certain time and behind them, then they get points for that. So there was a lot to learn, but it was really a great day.
Okay.
Then we went on to Waterton Lakes National Park, and we went to the head smashed in buffalo jump. It's one of the world's oldest and best preserved buffalo jumps, and that was the way the Indians would drive the herds of buffalo over this cliff. And it was an easy way to harvest a whole group of them at a time. So that was very interesting to go and see. And then, of course, they have a site there where you can see the movies. And it was interesting to see that the Indians weren't really the ones that were, decimating the herds. It was the white people that came in and just shot them for sport.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting. Then we went on to Waterton Lakes, and we stayed at the most beautiful hotel called the Prince of Wales Hotel. It's built up on a hill, well, on a cliff, actually, overlooking Waterton Lakes in 1930s by the railroad. They had all this beautiful scenery, and they wanted people to come, so the railroad built hotels all across Canada trying to get people to come out. And you can see out the whole front of it was glass, and it was, you know, the big wooden pillars and this huge chandelier that was three layers of iron and wood. I mean, it was really something to see. We had we spent two nights there, and we went over into Montana. So I actually got to add a state to my list this time.
Okay.
We went over there to the Glacier National Park and went on the 1930s jammer cars. They're old red buses that were built again in the 30s. They're the only ones still going there. Went up into the Continental Divide and saw the glaciers there. One thing interesting, if you want to go see the glaciers in Glacier National Park, they were saying that within 10 to 15 years, they thought they would be gone because they are melting. So that was an interesting thing to see. We saw some wildlife there. One of the things we saw was a big bighorn sheep, and he was in the parking lot, walking around in the parking lot when we got up to the end of the Sun Road.
Okay.
We saw some along the road, but it was pretty interesting that he was right there in the parking lot. And one of our people went around the one side of the bus to get his picture, and the unbeknownst to him, the sheep came around on the other side also, and they met in the middle.
A friendly sort, huh?
Yeah, well, he said, I backed out really quickly. So there was no problem there. But that was our up-close and personal wildlife sighting.
There you go.
Then we went on up to Banff, and we stayed at the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel, which is known as the Castle in the Mountains. And we did a helicopter tour, and you can see that hotel from a long ways away, even from the air. It is absolutely stunning, and we were able to stay there for three nights. It was one of the highlights of the trip, just being there. The views were great. It was right on the Bow River. We got up in the morning, and we took a gondola ride up Sulphur Mountain, where you could see the whole valley. And then we took a little tour around Banff and saw the hoodoos. And, you know, those are those very conical-shaped mountains that have been worn down. And actually, we had to go quite a ways to find them. And but they were hidden away and quite a sight.
Okay.
We also went on up to the Icefields Parkway, which is, we actually got on a six-wheel, like six, all six wheels turning bus that took us out onto the glacier. We were able to go out there, and some people collected water running off the glacier in bottles, and we got it. You could see from the rest area there where you bought your tickets, you could see these buses going, but when they actually stopped, all you could see was this little black speck, and these were big buses. Mm. And got to walk out there on the glacier, and it's amazing. It's over 1,000 feet thick, and it's big enough that those buses were just little tiny pinpricks on it.
Wow.
So then we went on to Pato Lake. And one thing that's interesting, you see glaciers everywhere, but the glacial lakes are just the most beautiful blue. Well, I found out why that is. As the glaciers move, they grind the rock, and it becomes rock flour. And the rock flour reflects the blue light. And so that's why that flour just stays sort of suspended in those lakes.
Okay.
And so every lake, every glacier lake you see is just this most gorgeous blue you've ever seen.
Amazing stuff. Well, Betty Smart from All Aboard Travel with us this morning, by the way. We're talking about the trip to the Canadian Rockies and the Calgary Stampede and all of that. It's not like you just had some wonderful views of nature while you guys were there.
Absolutely. Glaciers, mountains, all kinds of forests. We also went through an area that was farmland. And, of course, Alberta, it's in the province of Alberta, which is famous for its beef. So I said about every time I went and they had a chance to order a steak, I ordered the steak. And you know what? Alberta beef is wonderful. I never found a steak I didn't like.
All right.
So we went to Lake Louise, which everybody's heard about Lake Louise. It's gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous there. Also, we took another big gondola tram ride, and we saw bears underneath. And they were right out there where they, you know, they mow underneath that because it's a ski lodge. And we saw four bears while we were going up. We saw two, and coming back, we saw four. One was a mom and a baby. So we did see some wildlife. It was absolutely a wonderful tour, and I would highly recommend to anybody that they would get a chance to go and go up there and see that.
Okay. How long was the tour? How many days?
It was 8 days.
Okay. Is that about the right time period?
I think 8 days. There are 8 and 10 days, and the 10-day would be awesome also, but we chose to do the 8 because we still have quite a few people on the tour that are working.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they don't want to take more than a week's vacation normally.
Yeah,
so.
But anything less than that, would you wouldn't be able to get all the stuff in then?
No, you wouldn't. I don't think so.
Okay, wonderful stuff. Is this the time of year to be doing the, obviously, because you want to get the into the stampede, but as far as the weather and everything else goes, during this early summer period, it's probably the best time?
Yes. Any time in the summer would be great, you know, because you're high in a lot of those places. September, you'd start getting some snow maybe. So June, July, August is perfect.
Right.
One other thing we did is, you know, you've heard of the Skywalk they have over the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
They have one up there that goes over the Sunwapta Valley. So we went out on that. Now, I have been in helicopters, and I have zip line, but walking out on that glass that I could see clear down into that valley was a little scary to me. I was hanging on to the edge and walking very gingerly across that, but it was absolutely a stunning experience.
But you made it through, so.
I did. I made it through.
All right. Well, what a wonderful trip that sounds like.
We have some other things coming up I wanted to mention.
Yeah.
On November 8th, we have a Chicago trip. It's an overnight trip. Includes your deluxe motor coach and your hotel at the Spring Hill Suites, breakfast, and your baggage handling. And the quad price, 4 persons to a room, is $155. And it's not too early to start thinking about spring break. And spring break, we have an Eastern Caribbean cruise, which is March 1st through the 8th of 2015 on Carnival's Conquest. And you can make a deposit as soon as possible of $100 per person prior to February 3. A second deposit of $150, and the final is due December 16th of this year. So if you're thinking about spring break, you should be getting on top of that.
Okay.
Then next summer, Christina is going to Alaska, and there are 3 options for that. You can do a land cruise, just a land tour, July 7 through 15. You can do the cruise, the 13th through the 20th, or you can do the 14-day cruise tour, July 7 through the 20th. And that is an awesome, awesome trip. I've done that before, and she's going to be leading that this year, next year, I should say. And it would be a wonderful time. If you have not done Alaska, I would really consider making that on your, you know, part of your bucket list.
Okay. For more information on these trips, anything else that you want to get booked, 800-968-8747. 800-968-8747 for All Aboard Travel, downtown Hillsdale. You mentioned getting to Montana this time. So how many out of the 50 states have you not been to yet?
I think I have about 12 to finish.
Okay. All right. Well, you have to start scheduling some trips around those, right?
I do, but I've hit Alaska and Hawaii now, so I figure the rest of them are, you know, a lot closer.
Pretty easy.
It's gonna be easier.
Hey, Betty, thanks for checking in, and I'm sure have some pictures up on your Facebook page sometime soon then from the trip, too, right?
I will.
All right, and then we'll link to them then, too. Betty, thanks for checking in, and we'll talk soon, all right?
Thank you.
Betty Sparr from All Aboard Travel in downtown Hillsdale with us. 800-968-8747 for All Aboard Travel.